Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, it's all about mixed messages, mixed signals, and thinking you're on the right page with something and finding out you're not.
I mean, both Michelle and Brad kind of found themselves in that situation. Apologies to Brad because I kind of hijacked your segment due to the fact that I realized I hadn't checked into LinkedIn for a really, really, really long time.
Yeah, like over 10 years. Anyways, we got that. We got setting the bar stories, games, and so much more.
Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
This weekend, we saw a little bit of a reprieve with the snow and cold and temperatures getting up into at least the mid-30s to be able to melt a little bit of this. So that ain't too bad. I will say that I did my good deed over the weekend.
Did you shovel someone's driveway or walkway?
Yes.
Look at you.
Yes, I did. So, when we initially got it a week ago, you know, I asked my neighbor who is a little bit older, and she lives alone across the street from me, like, hey, do you want me to shovel out your driveway? And she was like, no, I don't plan on going anywhere. It's fine. You know, we're good. I was like, okay. And literally, you know, she was one of the many on my block and in my neighborhood who for the entire week last week didn't see tire tracks in their driveway. They didn't move.
And yeah, and you're like thinking, wellness check.
I know, right? So I see her out on yesterday, get out, and she has like a little garden trowel, a little handheld like thing. And she's kind of like picking around her car and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, okay.
With a garden trowel?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, all right, well, now's my time. Now's my time to shine.
It's the call of duty.
I'm gonna have to. And so I had already told my wife, Elizabeth, I was like, you know, I think I'm going to try to maybe see if she wants me to do it today. And this was before I saw her go out and try to pick at her car. And so I go over and I was like, hey, are you ready for me to shovel your driveway? She was like, yeah, you know, maybe just a little bit. You know, I just want to, you know, maybe get it to the point where I can get my car, you know, run and start to get it out of my driveway. I'm like, okay, well, I'll try to. I mean, because at this point, you know, at the end of the driveway, and probably a lot of people who have driveways in neighborhoods in and around Louisville can understand this. You know, when the snow plows come down, they create like a little drift in front of your
Big snowbanks.
Yes, exactly. So over the course of a week and how many times the snowplows have gone through your neighborhood, maybe you're going to have a snowdrift that's a good foot, maybe foot and a half tall in front of your driveway. And I was like, well, okay, well, all right. Well, let me just try to at least get that knocked out for you so you can get out of your driveway. So anyway, so I shoveled enough and she left, and so she was gone for, you know, a good hour or so, and so that gave me the time. I was like, all right, you know what, I'm just gonna knock this out. So I shoveled, and the only problem was, and the thing that I was gonna ask is, I shoveled and I got most of the ice off of like her sidewalk and everything, but not of her driveway. Like her driveway, it was a full like inch thick ice that my shovel just couldn't break through, and right there on her drive. And I'm thinking, okay, I've taken now the snow off of the top, and so now there's just ice. I don't have enough like salt. Is what if she slips thanks to my generosity?
Oh, so now you have a new problem to worry about.
Yeah, so
like before she couldn't get out. Now it's like, okay, well, what if she slips and falls and
hurts herself? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So later in the day, I had to go over and I was like, hey, I might have some sand floating around my house. Do you want me to like put some sand down to try to? She was like, no, I think I'll be all right. I'll just be careful. I'm like,
oh, no.
And so, I was going to like. Push.
You need to stop asking, and you should just do it.
I was going to push back.
Because she's going to say, no, that's fine, every time.
Well, that's what I did.
Okay,
I said, are you sure? And she said, yeah. And I was like, okay.
So you didn't?
No.
Benjamin Davis.
No, so I'm
so
hoping.
You do it anyway. If you have it, you do it anyway.
Well, I'm hoping that, thanks to like the weather yesterday and then today before it gets too cold, it can melt a little bit more and then
so you're just
then
hoping
it'll be
it
fine.
Melts and then hoping she just decides not to go out again.
Well,
that's what we're hinging our prayers on. Listen, you should learn because she already feels bad, thinks she's putting you out. Just don't ask. Just do it.
Well, I didn't do that, so.
Okay, next time you have an opportunity, though. If you have the sand, just say, hey, I went ahead and also sprinkled some sand down.
See, I didn't
try
know.
To melt that ice. I don't want you to slip.
I didn't know where the sand was exactly.
Oh, you didn't want to, like, spend time looking for
and
it.
And I was going to have to look. Like a long time for it, and I didn't know like where, like if it was buried under stuff, and it was just going to be a lot of hassle.
Let's just not look.
So I did tell her, I was like, well, you know, if you pull your car into your driveway this way, then you can get out right on the shoveled pathway that I have,
and hopefully it won't be too icy.
Yeah, exactly.
Just be real careful.
And you can avoid the driveway, which I wasn't able to get all the way with the ice. So there you go.
Okay.
Anyways,
That was a good deed, Sparky.
Thanks. Next time, so I did my good deed.
Whoever laughs first loses. If you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets Mean, it's time for You Laugh, You Lose. The game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all for this made-up trophy that is only for real bragging rights. There's no money or fame or anything like that involved. But Kelly...
It is secondhand glory, though. It really is.
Yeah. All right, losers go first. I believe that's me. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Kelly, you know I don't know what HD is.
Okay.
But my doctor told me I have 80 of them.
Gotcha. Okay, hey, Ben.
Thanks.
I got some help from my daughter on this one.
Oh, great. Okay.
This is from Ava.
So when I don't laugh...
I'm just going to tell her it was really difficult for you not to laugh.
Okay.
So if you could just really...
Sure.
...give the facial expression like you're struggling.
All right, give it to me. Hit me.
Okay.
Hit me with this joke.
Why did the frog take the bus to work?
Why?
Because his car was towed.
Had me snatched.
Good one.
Hey, Kelly, my poor dog has been walking with a limp.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think he has arthritis.
That's about Ava level right there.
I'm telling you.
Got another one from her.
Okay.
Hey, Ben, what kind of bar does a carrot go to?
Where? What?
A salad bar.
Ah, you know, Kelly, cat walks into a vet and says meow.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's like, yeah, but where?
Got it.
Meow.
Hurts, but where?
Thank you.
Doesn't really have thumbs to point either.
Right, no opposable thumbs.
That's tough. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know the abominable snowmen in the northern and southern hemispheres once had a civil war?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it's true. Not many people know about the Battle of Gettysburg.
Ah. You know, you'll never get away with murder on a subway. Because it's impossible to cover your tracks.
All right. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Recently discovered I'm terrified of elevators.
Okay.
So I'm taking steps to avoid them.
Ah, very good. Healthy.
I was a little afraid of speed bumps, too.
Oh.
But I'm slowly getting over them.
Very good. Hey, Kelly, if... Annie is short for Anakin, Ben is short for Obi-Wan, and R2 is short for R2-D2, and Chewie is short for Chewbacca. What is Luke short for?
I don't know.
A stormtrooper.
I don't get it.
He was dressed like a stormtrooper, and they said he was short.
Okay.
That's a Star Wars joke.
And you're not even a Star Wars fan, per se. I'm more of the Star Wars fan.
I know, I thought that's why you would like it.
Thought it was going to land, yeah. Hey, Ben, when a cougar gets so old she needs a hearing aid, she becomes a Def Leppard. Oh, I wish I had control of the button to start playing some Def Leppard.
Sure. Yeah, too bad you don't. You know, Kelly, my boss told me to watch The Office while he was on vacation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm on season 3. I have no idea what it has to do with our work, though.
Yeah, well, that's fun, though, right? Isn't it fun?
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, a mummy covered in chocolate and nuts has been discovered in Egypt.
Okay.
Archaeologists believe it may be a Pharaoh Rocher.
Well, those are good.
Yeah.
Kelly, what do you call a girl with no arms and no legs who's in the middle of a tennis court?
I don't know.
Annette.
Wow.
Hey, Ben.
Yes?
90% of bald people still own a comb.
Okay.
They just can't part with it.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Hey, Kelly, my wife asked me if I'd paint her in the nude.
Uh-huh.
I told her I'd rather wear clothes, but if it makes her happy...
Oh.
I'll get undressed.
Anybody else in the house.
Again.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
A good wife will always be by your side during bad times.
Yeah?
Mostly to remind you that none of this would have happened if you would have just listened to her. Did you throw yourself on the grenade for sarcasm? Is that what you did? Is that what you
I
did?
Got you.
That seems like that came from a place. That came from a place, sir.
No, it's
wow,
fine.
Take you were the trophy. Triggered on
take
that.
Take the trophy. Enjoy. Yay! There you go. You laugh, you lose.
I'll tell Ava it was on her joke.
Yeah, it was definitely her joke. On 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar stories are what, Kelly?
They're examples of what not to do or situations we hope doesn't happen to you.
Sure. This involves kind of a famous comedian, loosely, by the name of Jim Gaffigan, maybe you know him.
Hey, this is Jim Gaffigan. You're listening to the Ben and Kelly show on DJX in Louisville.
Hot Pockets.
Yes, it involves Hot Pockets.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without getting busted red-handed and then literally trying to say you didn't mean to steal said Hot Pocket, then you're doing okay.
It just fell in my pocket?
Yeah, dude's name is Daniel. He went into a Dollar General and started stuffing Hot Pockets into his, well, pocket.
Oh, boy.
Employee was like, hey, buddy, you going to pay for those? He didn't take that well.
Oh, no.
Yep. Started yelling, reached into another one of his pockets, pulled out a gun, threatened the employee.
Oh, that's how we do.
So they were like, all right, hey, you know what? Hot pockets aren't worth it. Go ahead. So then he left. They called the police. And they were like, yeah, we kind of know this guy, Daniel. He's a regular customer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
So the cops tracked Daniel down in the break room at his workplace where he was eating what, Kelly?
Hot Pockets.
That's right. He was literally eating Hot Pockets.
Wow.
They arrested him.
He's probably thinking, I got to eat the evidence.
Right. Got to eat it before they catch me, right?
Right.
They arrested him, found the pistol in his backpack. So Daniel, though, tried telling the police, well, I didn't really mean to steal the Hot Pockets. I just put them in my pocket because I didn't see any clerk at the Dollar General and claimed
that. And they know me. They'd probably be fine with it.
Yeah. Well, and
I come here all the time. I've earned it.
Claimed he only got the gun out when he was emptying the Hot Pockets out of his pocket.
Oh.
When an employee finally showed up and he didn't point it at anyone.
Oh, no. I was just carrying it.
Yeah, the police
misinterpreted it.
Didn't really buy any of that. And so now he's
misunderstanding on all levels.
Facing a couple different charges there. So,
uh-oh.
Yeah, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting busted red-handed, trying to say you didn't mean to steal it when they are Hot Pockets, then you're doing okay.
Oh, boy. That
does remind me of the famous bit that comedian Jim Gaffigan did.
I was looking at a box of Hot Pockets. They have a warning printed on the sign. It said, warning, you just bought Hot Pockets. Hope you're drunk or heading home to a trailer.
That's not what it says.
Hot Pockets. Never really see that on a menu when you go out to dinner. Yeah. You know, let's see, I'll have the Caesar salad and the Hot Pocket. Tonight's specials, we have a sea bass, which is broiled, and we have a Hot Pocket, which is cooked in a dirty microwave.
Listen.
Is your Hot Pocket cold in the middle? It's frozen. But it can be served boiling lava hot. Will it burn my mouth? It'll destroy your mouth.
There you go. Yeah.
Yes, so. It's still tasty.
Sure. From the files of things you never once thought about. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. We're here to present things to you that you've never thought about.
That's great.
How much or how often do you settle arguments in your house, Kelly, by using rock, paper, scissors?
Never. But maybe we should start.
Is it just on the show then? Because we do rock, paper, scissors on the show quite a bit.
Yes, we have not incorporated that in the household.
Interesting. So you may have thought, okay, rock, paper, scissors is you have a 33% chance every single time you play, you know, because there's only three divided by three, you know, three, whatever, 33. I'm not a math major. Don't come at me.
Unless you're really bad at it.
So you've basically got a 33% chance of winning with each rock, paper, scissors. There is a guy named Nick who says, nay, nay. I have a way that you can either tie or win every single time, or at least on the very first rock, paper, scissors.
Okay, how do you do it? What's the secret formula?
Rock, paper, scissors. How can you predict what they're going to throw? When people say things aloud, they're much more predisposed to want to do the first thing that they heard or the last thing that they heard.
Okay, so do you understand what he's saying?
So either rock or scissors?
Yeah, so he's saying... it's psychological. If you say it out loud, and most people do, they go rock, paper, scissors, shoot, or rock, paper, scissors. You're going to choose either the first thing you said or the last thing you said.
When they say rock, paper, scissors, they're much more likely to do a scissors or a rock. Your first move should probably be a rock.
Yeah. So
okay, so pick rock.
So he's saying pick rock the first time because you're either going to tie or you're going to win.
That way you can tie or you can win. Most people never open with paper. I usually do rock. If I win, I will switch. Tie, I will remain the same. Lose. If somebody does paper, well then, give them the win. Who starts with paper?
Yeah, so he's
saying...
You know,
that's true. I don't think I ever start with paper.
Yeah, he's saying, so if you
want... I think I do start with rock.
So you're either going to choose... That's what he's saying. You're either going to choose rock or scissors. And so he's saying the best strategy to win at rock, paper, scissors is to go rock, paper, scissors, shoot and stay on rock. That way you're either going to crush scissors or you're going to tie with another rock.
Because no one's picking paper.
Yes, because no one's picking paper because paper is the only thing that beats rock.
I don't know if I should be discussing this with you. Because you're like, you're the person I play with the most.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm cool to discuss it with you because you're going to forget.
Oh, I'm going to forget? Yeah. No, we're just going to keep doing, you and I are just going to incessantly be caught in this circle of doing rock all the time. That's what we're going to do. No one is going to choose anything other than rock when you and I play this game next.
But I'm saying this is like a little insider information for the people. If you're listening right now, you've got a little insider information. So if you've got some sort of thing that happens today and you're like, you know what, let's settle it rock, paper, scissors. And you're like, your other person's like, okay, yeah, sure.
But you know what? Paper's over there sitting on the bench saying, yes, keep telling everybody to pick rock first. And then I'm going to pick paper because no one's going to expect it.
Well,
and I'm going to get a win out the gate.
You could run the risk of choosing paper and winning.
We're going to create a legion of paper choosers who are going to come out of the background to be the victors. I think that's what we're doing.
So again,
we're telling everybody to pick rock or scissors, and then people are going to start picking paper and just for a curveball.
Then that's a strategy. You know, here, look, you come to the show for maybe the music, for the banter, for the witty banter, but then we also slide in things that'll help you.
Like rock, paper, scissors strategy.
Yes. Things that you never thought you'd need to know, we're teaching you.
Okay.
All right.
When was the last time you played rock, paper, scissors? Like, does anybody do this in their life to settle disputes? Do you do it outside of the studio?
I will admit I haven't done it yet this year.
Oh, okay. But you have a history of it in the house?
We've done the rock, paper, scissors before.
What kind of disputes do you settle with it?
Like, should we have another baby? Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, wow.
I mean, just small things like that, right?
Yeah, well, so Jacqueline's rolling in saying, listen, it's paper, rock, scissors because of the alphabetical order rule. I always pick paper first, and usually the second time I win 2 out of 3 often, but just like that. So she calls it paper, rock, scissors.
So again, she's also admitting that she either chooses the first or the last. If she's saying paper, rock, scissors, then she's choosing the first because it's psychological. You're going to say,
okay. All right.
And you're going to.
So you're backing up the theory.
Yeah. Yeah,
regardless.
Exactly. Right.
But isn't it rock, paper? Most people call it rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know what planet Jacqueline's from.
Jacqueline's flipping the game all the way around.
All right. So there you go. From the file of things you didn't know or things you never thought about, it's how to win every time at rock, paper, scissors. From your friends and pals here.
We promise more often.
At 99.7 DJX. Are you wanting to try it right now?
Okay. How much time we got? Because I feel like this is going to go for a while.
Now that we know.
Uh-huh.
We're going to say rock, paper, scissors, shoot, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So Kelly and I.
Yeah.
Let's just do it once. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Ready?
All right.
Show the hand.
I got
ready?
It.
All right. Yep. Ready?
Rock paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, you hesitated. You did it really, really slow.
Well, we both did paper.
We tied.
We both did paper.
Yep.
All right, ready?
Yep.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. We both have rock.
You have to speed up, sir. You're going really slow. Because you're trying to match you. I know you're trying to like see what I'm going to do first. And make a split second decision.
All right, whatever. We don't have enough time for this. We tied, whatever. That's it. The end of the bit.
This segment broke the game for us.
All right, it's 99.7 DJX. Let's get to group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Michelle says, hey, Ben and Kelly, reaching out because I have a dilemma that I feel like I should have figured out in middle school. So this is a first.
Oh, all right.
I recently connected with someone I met online. We hit it off right away. We've got a ton in common. I started to feel like this could turn into a serious relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing everything together. And I've been spending a lot of time with him, but he just told me that he's only interested in being friends.
Ooh.
Ugh, it came out of nowhere. And it's almost like his words don't match his actions, if that makes sense. So would you recommend I continue hanging out with him and try to get over my feelings? Should I give our friendship a little more time to see if something romantic develops? My friends are telling me it's a waste of time to hang out with someone who doesn't share your feelings, but at the same time, is it possible to change someone's mind by spending more time together?
Mm.
What do you guys think? Can a friendship like this work, or is it better to just cut ties? Would love to hear your thoughts.
Oh, I do understand it's like you feel like there's a vibe.
Right.
You're picking up on something. Then he says something that contradicts exactly what you've been feeling and think that he's been, you know, putting out there.
Right. Like, I'm misreading the situation. How in the world did that happen?
Yeah. How did I misread what is going on here?
Right.
I feel like this is something that I, you know, she's been around. She understands. She's like, this is a first. I've never misread a situation like this.
I mean, just taking into consideration her feelings right now, I almost feel like she needs to kind of be a little less available.
Mm.
And just to see if he starts to, because that might actually do more for changing his feelings if she is not around as much and then he misses her. And then that might start to be like, oh, maybe I do like her more than I thought. Does that seem like it makes more sense? Like, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder?
Yeah, I mean, but if she's hoping to do that in the hope that he's going to come around and go, oh.
Be prepared that he's not going to come around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Especially if he's saying, I just want to be friends. And then she's like, you know what? All right. Well, I'm just not going to be as available right now. And then he's like, all right, deuces. You know?
Either way, I think it saves her feelings, doesn't it? Other than she keeps hanging out with him, she keeps, you know, feeling like she's getting the vibes.
Uh-huh.
And then he's still like, no, not on that page at all. And then she kind of, her feelings get even deeper, and then she gets even more hurt.
Yeah. What a tough situation to be in where, you know, it's like your mind and your emotions are on a different, like, path than what everything has led up to that point. Like,
yeah, Liz is like, heck to the no, tell him sorry, I'm interested more, so I'm gonna go this way, cut ties now before you're more attached.
Okay. If you've been in this situation, you can offer up a little advice, maybe your story you've experienced. 502-795-1997 is our number. Would love to hear your take on this. Michelle got friend-zoned. She thought this dude she met online and had been hanging out with quite a bit, she thought they were both feeling the same thing and wanting to take things further and all that stuff. And then he's like, I'm just looking for friends. Kind of took her off guard out of left field. She was like, I feel like the things he was doing and the things he's saying don't line up. So do I wait? Do I just cut ties? What do I do?
I mean, just the fact that they met online, I'm sure he was probably hopeful that it could be a relationship. Yeah. But at this point, maybe he's decided he's just not feeling the sparks.
Man, there are a lot of people rolling in with the, you know, he's kind of telling you his feelings, so trust him when he says it and just kind of move on.
Yeah, guys don't usually tend to like play games like that. Like mm-hmm. if he says, I just want to be friends, that's what he means.
Yeah. Now, Lindsay says, I played the game for about 2 years, was head over heels for this guy, really just wanted to be, he just really wanted to be friends. And I was just kind of catering to him. It was hard. Daily, looking back, definitely not worth it. You're better than that. You're the catch. And it could be bold, but maybe just straight up ask, are you just not looking for a relationship right now? Or are you just not interested in me?
I think
like I said, that's kind of bold, and it opens up you
even more hurt
be,
because if he says it's really just you, I was hoping for a relationship, but I'm not feeling it with you, I feel like it's even more hurtful.
Yeah, but then you know, and then, okay. And then it's like,
but he's kind of okay. Said already, I just want to be friends. Like, I would take that as in, I just want to be friends with you. Heather says he's made it clear. What else can you do? With that said, having a guy as a close friend is priceless if you and him can both handle that being all that it is.
Mm-hmm.
I've had one for over 20 years now. He's been wonderful at giving me advice from a guy's point of view. My relationships have been healthy due to him being straight with me at times. And I've always had someone to tell me where to get that tool from, who to call when someone breaks. And it's almost like having a cool older brother. So it's yeah. Like if you can put your feelings in check, then he might be a valuable person in your life. But you have to make sure that you can do that.
Right. Another listener kind of said, I had a guy friend who was interested in me. I had no interest in him other than just as friends. Set those boundaries. 10 years later, we're still friends, but just not as close as we once were. And goes on and says, if this were a guy writing in, we'd just tell him to stay friends with her because she doesn't lose her worth by just wanting to be friends. So, yeah, I think we need to understand, is it friends with benefits or is it just friends? Like
it doesn't sound like there's been benefits yet. She's been hoping for benefits. There's no benefits.
Maybe.
But Angela says once one catches feels and the other doesn't, then it's kind of game over all the way around. Cut your losses. Save yourself some pain. And I think this might be different if had they been friends for a long time.
Yeah.
Like known each other. And then she thought, oh, maybe I like him for more than friends. And he's just like, no, we're just friends.
Yeah.
Then, but the fact is that they met online and started hanging out.
Yeah.
So there's not like this history between them. And if he's laying out, nope, we're just friends. That's where we're at. Then I would decide, can you handle that? Or are you going to continue to keep getting your feelings crushed every single time you guys hang out?
That's rough.
That's tough.
That is tough. That is
tough.
Now,
Megan says hang out less, plan dates with others. If he asks you to hang out and you have a date, tell him and see if that stirs any feelings.
I was
going to
say, definitely tell him if you want to continue having contact with him.
Right.
Like if you want to just say, you know what, I appreciate it, but I'm looking for more here, so... best, you know, deuces. But if you are wanting to just kind of keep in sort of contact with him and he is like, hey, what are you doing Friday night? And you're like, hey, you know, I got a date.
Oh, I've got a date. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah. And then just see what happens with that. That may stir feelings that he didn't really realize were there. Or he's going to be like, all right, cool. And then you'll just know, all right, he's just my bud. And then if you feel like you can handle that and still hang out at times, maybe he can turn into that friend, that guy, you know, sounding board and like a big, cool older brother. If not, then you'll know you can't handle hanging out with him.
All right. Good luck, Michelle. Keep us posted. Hopefully everything works out for you there. That's group therapy. So we're going to give you 60 seconds to balance your time with your pop culture knowledge. It's the big top balancing act.
That's really precious.
What we're calling it.
It's a sweet tie-in for the circus tickets plus the music. Very circusy.
Yeah, very circusy. Let's say hi to Hunter calling us from PRP. Hi, Hunter.
Hey.
Hey there. So Hunter, she's got blonde hair, drives a Kia, is a dialysis nurse. She's been married just about a year, so...
Oh, you're still newlyweds. That's so sweet.
Love that. Everything's still so new, fresh, and fun. Is that right, Hunter?
It is. I mean, it is. I agree.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
How long had you known each other before you got married?
I've known him since 2012.
Oh, okay.
We got married okay.
quite a bit.
Yeah, I was going to say, for a long time. So I don't know how well you are at pop culture knowledge, Hunter, but we're going to test it, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right. I promise
I'm the best at it.
Oh, you know what? We need your best. We need your best, Hunter.
Don't put any pressure on her. She's fine.
Okay. All right. So, Hunter, we've got 60 seconds of the clock. We're going to try to answer 10 questions for that 4-pack of tickets to the Cardin Circus. And if you don't know one, just say pass. We'll come back to it if we have time. You ready?
Okay.
Question number one. Your time will start after I finish asking the first question.
Okay.
Which pop icon starred in the 2023 Super Bowl halftime show when she was pregnant?
Beyonce?
No. Which actor is known for playing Deadpool in the Marvel movies?
Ryan Reynolds.
Yes. In Stranger Things, what is the name of the alternate dimension that characters often explore?
Upside Down. The Upside Down.
Yes. What local rapper features on the hit song Industry Baby with Lil Nas X?
Pass.
Okay. Which actor plays Ken in the 2023 movie Barbie?
Oh God. Ryan Gosling.
Okay. Yes. What is the name of Beyonce's fan base?
The Beehive.
Yes. What sexy soccer player broke the record for the most Instagram followers in 2023?
Pass.
Okay. Who releases the hit song Antihero in 2022?
Taylor Swift.
Yes. What 2023 movie starring the brothers who are plumbers became the highest grossing animated film of all time?
Mario Brothers.
Yeah. Yes. I'm going to give that one to you.
They're plumbers? I didn't know that.
Wait, what? Wait, what?
I just thought they drove scooters or go-karts or something.
Yeah, they're... Okay.
They just... Mario Kart. That's I just thought they were go-kart drivers.
Hunter, you did pretty well. Let's see. You got one wrong. You passed on. Okay, so which pop icon starred in the 2023 Super Bowl halftime show while pregnant?
Rihanna.
Rihanna, right?
Yeah, yes. Rihanna, yes. You passed on this one. Which local rapper featured on the hit song Industry Baby with Lil Nas X?
Jack Harlow?
Oh, Jack Harlow.
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah, Jack Harlow. You passed on the sexy soccer player that broke the record for the most Instagram followers in 2023.
Cristiano Ronaldo! Cristiano Ronaldo, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And then you didn't get to question 10, which I'm going to save for tomorrow.
Oh, come on!
Come on. All right. Hey, you know what, Hunter? I'm not going to fault you on it. Sounds like you were... I'm going to blame the person that was helping you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
We'll shout out to your helpers, though.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and blame her, and congrats. We're going to hook you up, okay?
Well, thank you.
You are...
That's great.
You're welcome. Hang on the line another quick sec. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, no problem.
Get your juices flowing, right? The anxiety of the clock ticking.
Yeah. You're
trying to get through all the questions.
Yeah, that's how it works, Kelly. Get to a feel-good story here.
Okay, I'm warning you, this one is bittersweet, and it is going to kind of wreck you at times, but it's ultimately a really cool thing that Delta did for this woman, Hannah White, trying to get to Bismarck, North Dakota from Dallas to see her mom.
Mm-hmm.
Her flight got delayed by like an hour, which was going to mean she was going to miss her connecting flight.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom had undiagnosed pneumonia and then went into septic shock.
Oh, geez.
So the doctor said the family needed to say their goodbyes immediately. So Hannah told the flight attendant her situation, who told her at first that they had already booked her on a flight the next day. But Hannah wasn't sure her mom would be alive then. So the pilot got in touch with the next pilot, who agreed to hold the plane for 30 minutes until she got there.
Oh, wow.
Not only that, they bumped her to first class, explained to the passengers to let her get off first. A man next to her realized they were talking about her, so he got a map of the next airport out so she knew exactly where to go to catch the next flight.
Mm.
And when she got to the next flight, they all greeted her, saying, "We've been waiting for you, Hannah."
I have been in touch with the CEO of Delta. I really made it clear to him that the only intent of that video was to make sure that the crew who helped me out get some sort of acknowledgement, and he ensured me that the crew who helped me out that day would definitely be getting the acknowledgement that they 100% deserve for what they did for me. I was able to get connected with the pilot on the first flight, and I was able to express my gratitude to him. I just wanted to make sure that they knew from the bottom of my heart how incredibly grateful I am for what they did for me that day.
Wow.
Yeah, she's all the flight attendants gave me encouraging words, wished me luck. The pilot shook her hand, told her he would be praying for her. Her mom passed away the next day.
Mm. Oh, geez.
And thanks to Delta, she got an extra 24 hours with her. She said, I was able to say I love you one last time and provide the comfort for her in her final moments that she provided for me my whole life.
There you go.
Oh, so good. See the entire story at WDJX.com.
You can always reach out to us, message us at Ben and Kelly Show. We got this message from Brad.
Hey, guys, I'll admit I feel it's a little weird writing to you two about this, but I like that it's a little more anonymous, and I kind of feel like I know you in a weird way.
Okay.
Hi. Oh, please call me Brad. Okay.
You were thinking we were throwing him under the bus.
Oh, no, no, no. We didn't change his name.
No. Oh,
okay,
no.
Good. Okay, call me Brad.
Call me Brad.
Got it. So I was at a work conference a couple weeks ago, and while I was talking with some colleagues, made eye contact with this very attractive woman.
Well, there you go.
She held my gaze, mm-hmm. came over, complimented me on my outfit.
Mm-hmm.
She was making small talk, but I could tell she was flirting heavily with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little taken aback by her forwardness, but honestly, kind of loved it.
Sure.
So I got her name. She suggested we connect on socials, then she vanished.
Okay.
My colleagues all verified what just happened, suggest I reach out to her. So I found her a couple of days later on LinkedIn, sent her a message just explaining that it was great to meet her, and nothing. She completely ignored me.
Ooh.
I don't get it. Maybe, Kelly, you can explain what the motivation was behind her very flirty introduction, only to ghost me when I did exactly what she suggested. I want to reach back out to her again or try to find her on another social site and try again, but I don't want to seem desperate or creepy. So
okay.
What do you guys think?
Sure, yeah.
Do I quietly just walk away, lick my wounds, or do I not give up so quickly?
Uh-huh.
Appreciate everything you two do. Thanks for being gentle with my fragile ego, LOL.
Thanks for being gentle.
I get why you're confused. And here is my first thought, because I know I do this. I completely forget that I have a LinkedIn.
I completely forget that I'm married. And then I realize, I'm married.
No,
I shouldn't be hitting on guys trying to pick them up at a hotel conference and take them back to my room. I completely forget.
I meant. That's not what I meant. I'm just saying, maybe she doesn't check LinkedIn as often as her other socials, and she just hasn't seen your message yet.
Can you see, like, I'm not super big on LinkedIn. I mean, I've got a LinkedIn, you've got a LinkedIn, but like you, I don't check it a whole lot. Can you see when? I feel like you can see.
It shows I have 30 notifications.
Yeah,
but again, I feel like it's been like 6 months since I actually checked in.
But I feel like you can, LinkedIn's one of those social media sites that say, so-and-so viewed your profile. Well, okay, but that doesn't mean necessarily like she is on and received it.
No, but okay. It does show you like the little bubble when you do have, it's like a little red bubble shows you how many notifications you've got. And then if you go in there and you go to your messages, it shows you have however many unread. But again, you have to like.
So yeah, Brad, I would assume that she just hasn't seen it. So reach back out about, find her on every social media and barrage her with.
He's trying not to be creepy. He's trying not to be creepy.
So you're thinking, giving her the benefit of the doubt, giving Brad the benefit of the doubt, and just saying, maybe she just hasn't seen it yet.
Yeah, so, for example, looks like the last message from a person, I was April 3rd of last year, and I'm just now seeing it.
Oh, wow. Okay, so if you've tried to reach out to Kelly on LinkedIn, know that she's just now getting it.
Oh, gosh. I got a message from someone I went to college with in 2017, and I never saw it.
Oh, my gosh, Kelly. It's like, hi, Kelly. It's so cool to see you on here.
What's up, Kelly? Hope you're doing well.
I'm going to be in town in a week, and I'd love to get some coffee with you or something.
Gosh, I can't respond now, can I?
I've got a great opportunity for you if you want to ditch that loser Ben.
For another
job.
This is a nice guy, Mitch. I went to college with him, and I'm just, funny. No. Oh, I feel 2017.
You know what? I don't.
That's really bad.
Okay. So it's been.
I have all these
eight
messages
years.
From 2017 that I never read to Gus 2016.
It's been 8, 9 years. Okay, so. if after eight, what is the acceptable time? Brad, trust me, we'll get back to your situation.
Sorry, Brad, I hijacked your situation.
When Kelly was like, oh, LinkedIn, that's a social media site I haven't checked in a while. I should see what's going on there.
Oh my gosh, there's so many of them.
So after 7 or 8 years, 9 years. Yeah, Kelly, send him a note.
I'm not sending him a message.
Send him
I'm
a note not. And say, hey, just saw this.
Oh, gosh.
I don't check this very, very often.
See, Brian says don't give up after one LinkedIn attack. I have recently had an old friend reply after a year on LinkedIn. See? Mm. People just don't think to check that one because it's a professional
kind of
a site. And if you're like, I haven't been in the job market for a long time, so
there's
no need to check in on LinkedIn.
That is true. I mean, LinkedIn, the way we use LinkedIn is different than maybe the way you use Facebook or Instagram or, you know, TikTok or something like that. So,
or if you're like one that kind of like needs to network with a lot of people, then maybe LinkedIn is something a more regular for you. But
yeah, I mean, Susie texts in and says kind of the same thing Brian did, and was like, hey, LinkedIn is a little bit more professional. I'd try to look her up on another social media.
Yes, then hopefully you can find her and find the right one.
Interesting.
This has been eye-opening
for you. Well, see, I know that I've at least gotten on LinkedIn more recent than you, because I did change my profile picture, because I got on it one time because I wanted to do kind of the meme, like Instagram versus LinkedIn, like professional Ben versus crazy Ben, you know? And so I did that, and I was like, I should probably actually get on LinkedIn and see what it looks like. And my profile picture, I looked psychotic. I looked like a psychopath. And I was like, oh, that's my professional LinkedIn like profile picture?
Yeah, you should probably change that.
I'm cocking an eyebrow. I'm like smiling like creepily, and I'm like, okay, time to change that. So, like, sorry if you've gone to my LinkedIn and you're like, man, this guy looks weird.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And I'm just like, from 2016, I have a myriad of people saying congratulations on your work anniversary. Like, oh wow. In 2016, there's just a barrage
of them.
And
then they just stopped, and they're like, she's never going to reply back. So I guess we're just going to stop reaching out.
Like, she never responds to anything.
We're just going to stop. All right. So yeah, Brad, there's a couple suggestions. Maybe not take the one, you know, LinkedIn message and just walk away with your tail between your legs. Maybe look for on another thing and say, and just kind of use the same introduction, you know.
Maybe she's like Kelly and just never checks LinkedIn.
Right.
It's not because she wasn't truly interested.
Maybe. All right. Well,
maybe.
All right. If you've got anything to add, feel free. 502-795-1997. Maybe you want to confess a little work conference hookup to us, because hashtag giggity. You can do that. Maybe you've got a situation that's kind of the same, and you can relay some advice to poor Brad. But otherwise, I mean, I think we're just saying, hey, reach back out somewhere else. You know,
I would also like to issue a public apology to everyone, including Bella, a former intern back in 2014, asked for a brief recommendation of her work that
she's still waiting. 11 years later, and she's still waiting on a recommendation from Kelly
Patrick K. Patrick wanted that too, because I worked with him before.
Jeez.
I'm so sorry if everyone has sent me messages since 2014 and I never responded. That's my bad.
Kelly's trying to cleanse her image former coworkers.
I'm so sorry.
It's 99.7 DJX. So we were talking about Brad's situation, how he got kind of a mixed message from a woman he met at a work conference who said, hey, reach out on socials. And, you know, he did. And then nothing. She ghosted him. So we accidentally discovered that, especially when it comes to LinkedIn, Kelly should just delete her account.
Yeah, so that was what my first thought was. Well, maybe she just hasn't checked it yet.
Checked.
That is not one that I even remember that I have. And just to prove it, I went into my unread messages, and they date back to 2014. A former intern was just like, hey, can you write up a recommendation for my work with you?
So are you going to write that recommendation? Are you going
I don't think she needs it anymore. I mean, we've interacted before on other social media.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, at this point,
that window's passed.
At this point, do you just ignore and just kind of like Homer Simpson back into the bush? And
I think that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. I mean, because then you kind of acknowledge that you've read it now.
Yes. There's a ton, though, of people that just did the form. Hey, congratulations on your work anniversary. Hope you're doing well. It's like the whole little like, oh, the notification popped up and it just crafts a little response for you and you just hit boop. And that's what I got, like a ton of in 2017.
Right,
but then then rolls in Frank. Frank said, no one listens to radio anymore.
Okay.
I'd endorse you for something, maybe, if you ever put your full name like normal true business people.
Or are you just Kelly Kay?
Yeah, okay. I and the friends I've asked have no clue who you are. You, the letter U, and R, the letter R, because, okay, you know, it's
sure.
Professional.
Professional.
Frank's mad.
So wait, so
he's rolling in with some heat.
So Frank was so upset that he asked his friends, according to his message?
Apparently, like, have you seen? Because apparently we're, you know, like, first connections or whatever. But he apparently just got real mad at the fact that I chose to use K as my professional last name, which is not very professional in his eyes.
I am not getting anything out of this professional relationship with this, quote, Kelly K.
I don't even know who you are. I've asked my friends. That was from 2015.
Frank. Is Frank
Should
still
I respond?
Well, check out Frank's profile. I mean, it will say, now listen, before you click on Frank's profile, it will say Kelly K has viewed your profile. So he will get a notification that you viewed his profile.
Oh, he will?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not.
Oh.
I'm not.
Oh. No, never mind. I don't think that actually happens.
No.
So yeah, check out his profile and see, is he still in Louisville? Do we need to publicly say something to Frank?
Okay, wait. What if I just, like, look him up just to see if he's still, like, will it show that someone looked for his profile? Because I don't need to set off a new firestorm with Frank. He's already mad at me since 2015.
I mean, this would be uncovering something from 10 years. Maybe literally his New Year's resolution this year was, I am going to forget... I'm going to forgive and forget and just understand that Kelly's never going to change and I'm just going to have to move on without her.
We have 257 mutual connections. And I'm not going to click new profile though, and I'm not going to click mess. Maybe I should say.
And then he's going to get the notification.
Who I was?
Then he's going to get the notification that Kelly viewed his profile and he's going to be like, no!
He's probably on there multiple times a day.
Oh, that's fun.
I'm just gonna.
Hey, you ought to make some sort of professional post on there, like a.
Hey y'all, just checking in. I realize I haven't checked in since about 2014.
I think you need to just Homer Simpson back into the bushes.
Okay, should I just delete the account?
At this point, you probably need. You haven't checked your face, your social media in 10 years. Then you probably need to just delete it.
I should probably just, you know what? I'll just delete it. And then when I get fired, I'll create a new one and try to find a job that way.
There you go.
And then I'll use a real last name and Frank won't be mad. And then, it'll be great.
Yes. And then you and Frank can connect again for the first time and it'll be great. You'll get off on the right foot.
All right. I should probably just delete it.
All right.
Okay. All right.
So yeah, Brad, hopefully you got the help that you were looking for.
We completely forgot Brad again. What did we tell Brad to do?
It's fine. Just reach back out on another social media.
Wait. Chris is rolling in on text. Maybe she was in the mood looking for some one-time fun. You missed your window. Or maybe she's the owner of your company and she's filming a new episode of Undercover Boss and seeing which of her employees are going to behave properly in these situations. Wow. Tough call, dude. Good luck.
All right. You know what? Chris, don't think that helped, buddy. but appreciate it. All right, there you go. That is diving into DMs, more so for Kelly than it was right. for Brad. But
sorry, we were zero help, Brad. Trying to find her on Facebook or Insta.
Yeah, on 99.7 DJ. Quick shout to Nevaeh and Caitlin listening. We appreciate that. Happy birthday to Nevaeh.
Yeah, she's 8 and delayed school day, so that's good.
Yeah. I was going to say, getting a little extra time at home to get nice breakfast and all that stuff. So that's always good.
Happy birthday. Have a great day, Nevaeh.
All right. Hey, real quick, sports action. We know college football, national championship game, Notre Dame versus the Buckeyes. That's going to take place on January 20th. And then, but I want to highlight basketball real quick. Now, I'll get Kentucky basketball out of the way. Mark Pope, new coach, still has his Wildcats ranked 6th, even though they dropped one to Georgia just the other day. But they did pull back and win against Mississippi State. So, doing well. Cats on a roll. I want to highlight the Cards real quick, because they just came off a couple wins versus Clemson and then against Pitt. And they're going to take on Syracuse tomorrow. But I want to highlight, because we posted this on X, this video. Coach Pat Kelsey, I now know who he reminds me of.
Oh, you've been trying to place it? You're like, who does he remind me of? Who is it? Who is it? Who is it?
It's Ted Lasso.
Oh,
so
okay. There's this, not for looks.
There's this. No. Not for looks, but for attitude.
Okay.
This video has been shared. We posted it. The Louisville CBB posted this as well on X. But it's Pat Kelsey walking into the Cards locker room after they took down Pitt, and he's just strutting in, and then cheer like jumping with his team. Stanky leg! Pat Kelsey rocking his stanky leg! They did it around you! Yes, and he's just got the entire team just up and just
That's
the
great.
Vibes and the energy. It's like, inject that into my veins.
Yeah, both Pat Kelsey and Mark Pope have injected like fantastic new energy.
Oh, the energy. Yes, exactly. I mean,
they were perfect fit. Perfect yes, choices.
Yes. I mean,
what the program's needed.
We don't even want to say Coach C anymore, you know?
Who?
Yeah, who?
Nope.
Exactly. It's Pope for the Cats.
That's right.
And it's the era of Kelsey for the Cards. And inject that into our veins. I'm saying Pat Kelsey is like Louisville's Ted Lasso, which...
In all the best ways.
In the best ways. Yeah, I mean, you... What, in the worst ways? You're still good. I mean, even if you say Coach Kelsey is Ted Lasso in the worst ways, still good.
He's like, you know, divorced. He's got a tough situation. Like, he had stuff going on
sure,
in his life. So
sure,
the
personal
best
stuff.
Aspect
yes.
of Ted Lasso is Pat Kelsey. There you go.
Yeah. Okay. If you want to see the video I'm talking about, at Ben and Kelly Show right there on X. Still to come this hour, we'll get to a feel-good story. And then tricked into marriage?
What?
Yeah, it's a setting the bar story coming up this hour, too. Feel good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
So, you know, the LA wildfires still raging. Mm-hmm. Evacuation spreading into Encino and Brentwood. Over 37,000 acres have burned so far. They're still struggling to contain the blaze.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's stories that are emerging of these people that are saving their own houses with their garden hose.
Mm.
One of them is Pete Villani. He's a cinematographer, grabbed his garden hose, got to work, saving 8 total houses.
So when I arrived here, the back of my house was on fire. I could see my eaves when I drove up the street.
Oof.
So I got out the ladder. You can see the hose is still there. So I tacked the eaves from the top and bottom. I put my yard out. Then I went over here to my neighbor's house, and the fence was on fire, and it's close to his house. I put that out, and then I left for a couple hours. When I came back, my house is still here, and this is here. So then I went over to here, to George's house, my neighbor George, and the side of his house there was on fire. Not the house, but the fire was getting into the eaves. I went and put his house out. Then I went to Eleanor over here. Her backyard was on fire, and the fence was on fire. So I went, and I put that out, and she arrived at the same time, And then later, we had a fire here in the back, which would have set this oak on fire, which would have definitely caught her house on fire, breaking the stucco and throwing the water in with a scoop. And we put that house out. And then it was just fire watch and looter watch.
Wow.
Fire watch and looter watch. Yeah, people are like posing as firefighters. They're getting up there and looting people's houses that are still standing.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Awful. And then, you know, of course, there's been so many just regular, ordinary people like that have lost their houses. But then, you know, like Mel Gibson was doing the Joe Rogan podcast and has found out while he was doing that, his house burned down. Cameron Matheson, he was like a soap star. He shared heartbreaking, you know, footage. He didn't really think his house was going to be burned down, so he didn't really grab much other than a few photo albums, his dog's ashes, because his daughter asked him to.
Yeah.
And then just left and then lost everything. Mm. He's like, you know, I wish I would have taken the time to take a few more. And then, you know, he got like birth certificates and passports and stuff out of the safe, but that was about it. And then, you know, he's talking about stuff like the tree was still up when it went down and it was filled with ornaments that he had collected from all over the world, all over the years. A lot of these homes, his home was like over 100 years old.
Right.
That they had, you know, restored. And there's a lot of really old houses. And it's just kind of devastating to hear. You know, it's all the memories that the.
Yeah,
you know,
that's. Yes.
Stuff can be replaced.
Physical stuff can be replaced, but
yes,
it's the memories tied.
Some of those stuff did have the memories tied to them. That's the really heartbreaking part. So you can do a deep dive into all of those things at WDJX.com.
Coming up on 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar story, which Kelly, you would describe as.
Well, that's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, probably shouldn't agree to get married as a bit. You know?
Okay.
That's our setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting married, thinking it's just a stunt for social media, but it was actually real.
Oh, boy.
You're doing okay.
Oh, boy.
So this lady in Australia, we're not going to say her name. She thought the wedding was a stunt for her partner for social media.
Oh, gosh.
Her partner had 17,000 Instagram followers. And so he wanted her to add him as, or, you know, he wanted to do it for clout and for like a social media stunt. And so she was like, oh, okay, all right. And so like it was weird where he said, hey, why don't you just come here, wear a white dress? And then she gets there and it's like, there's no one else there. It's just him and an officiant. And so it's like, don't worry. It's just for social media. And
what?
So, I know. And then so she's like, okay, I guess for social media. All right. And so then after the fact, he was like, hey, can you just go ahead and add me as a dependent, in an application for residency? And then, you know, she was like, that doesn't seem right. I'm not actually even a resident myself. And so a judge actually ruled in her favor and said, no, the marriage was annulled. And
thank goodness.
Even though the marriage was actually legit, he granted an annulment and just said, yeah, you tricked her. That's not cool. So,
wow.
I know.
Wow.
It's just wild. Like, she thought it was just a stunt for social media.
And in fact, he was just trying to get a residency.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, if I'm married, then I'm a resident.
Then I'm a resident. Yep.
And
absolutely.
It'll be great. She doesn't really need to know I'm doing that, though. Let's not tell her.
Yeah. And by the way, can you just add me as a dependent? That'd be great. Thanks.
What? So, like she was like, okay, sure.
I know. So, I mean, part of it is like, hey, know who you're marrying before you marry them.
Well, yeah. And, okay. So maybe she just thought she was like being hired as like an actor or something. Like, hey, we just need you for this like wedding scene. We're doing this video.
A wedding scene.
Yeah.
Right.
And you're just going to be the bride.
Well, anyways. Okay. This is just our, hey, let's go into 2025 knowing what you're getting yourself into before you agree to do it.
Oh, all they right? just told her it was just going to be a white party.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So
she showed up with a white dress and well, he instructed her. He was like, you know, it's a white party. Let's just,
it's going to be viral.
Why don't you just wear a white dress?
Yeah.
It'll be great. It'll be great.
Oh, wow.
So she shows up and then, yeah, it turns out to be something else. So
just if anyone tells you it's a prank wedding, don't believe them.
Don't believe them. Yeah, it's a real
just
wedding.
Not believe them.
No, Kelly's not really ordained. So yeah, there you go. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. Where's our listener ribless Chrissy when you need her?
Seriously, we haven't heard from her in a while.
It's 99.7 DJX. I say that, I bring that up because this woman in Kansas City, her name's Emily. She is getting a lot of attention because she cosmetically had 6 ribs removed. Now, our listener, Chrissy, didn't do it for cosmetic reasons.
No, it was pretty organic.
Yeah. Yeah. And she had, you know, a rib removed, and she brought it in a little jar to our radio station, and she showed it to us. And we are now forever going to call her Ribless Chrissy.
Right. We've seen a rib in a jar. Yeah. That's something I never thought I'd see. I can cross that off my bingo card.
That's right. That's right. Here we are. Here we are, guys. But yeah, Emily, so she had $17,000 worth of cosmetic surgery.
Oh, goodness.
And had some 6 ribs removed in order to get a smaller waist, right?
Oh, she's just looking to slim down. I'll just take some ribs out.
Now, but this is what she's planning on doing with those ribs.
I got my ribs removed. I got them removed for cosmetic purposes. These are my rib bones. There's 6 of them. This one's so tiny and small. Let me keep them. Plan on having someone make a crown.
No. Yeah. Why are we making a crown out of our rib bones?
And like incorporate my bone pieces in there, like shave them down.
Yeah. So she's wanting to kind of make, and I'm thinking of, you know, when she says that, I'm thinking of like King Triton, you know, from Little Mermaid, and the way his crown kind of looks.
Okay.
It kind of resembles maybe like some ribs or something.
I'm looking at the ribs in the bag and I'm just like, they still are, no.
Yeah. So this is why I bring up our listener, Ribless Chrissy, who had a rib removed. Did she ever make it into jewelry? Is the question I would want to ask her.
I don't think she did.
Now, I did responsible journalist.
Oh.
Follow up on the internet to see if others had.
Oh, uh-huh.
And there is a section of the internet that talks about how you turn your bones into jewelry.
Bone art and jewelry. Great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, Kelly.
There's some sick people in the world. I mean, they're probably like, well, there are shark teeth necklaces, and that's not weird. Nobody thinks that's weird.
Right. Right. Exactly. Nobody thinks shark teeth necklaces are weird. Uh-huh. But, you know, as soon as you say that, oh, gosh, it's actually my rib, then all of a sudden I'm labeled a weirdo?
No.
Okay.
No. Well, she goes, I was initially going to gift them to my best friend.
Yeah, because, you know, gift that keeps on giving, obviously.
Why would she want that? This is so disturbing on 50 different levels. I cannot.
So there you go. I don't know if you know Ribless Chrissy, but maybe if you could get that message over to her, if she has in fact taken the rib that has now come out
been
of her
removed
body
from her out of the jar to make some jewelry,
made a little bit of jewelry. Yeah, a lot of people. I saw a lot of people using teeth as parts of jewelry, like necklaces and things like that. Oh. I've also seen people who've taken like animal bones, not necessarily human bones, but like fragments of animal bones and made them into earrings and stuff like that. So,
okay.
All right.
Okay. I don't think this is going to be a new weight loss trend though, which is what she was trying to do. Just get her dream body. Just take out a bunch of ribs.
Yeah.
That's cost you $17,000. Hashtag worth it.
Yeah. Hashtag worth it. There you go. It's 99.7 DJX. So again, like I said, if you want to get that message to Ribless Chrissy, maybe she could reach out and let us know what she's done with her rib.
Wellness check on her rib.
Yeah, that's sitting in a jar of formaldehyde, probably on her mantle place. It's 99.7 DJX. So today, 2-hour delay for a lot of students. The rest of the week, it's just going to get cold. So the nice... enjoy the temperatures right now because it's just going to get colder the rest of the week, with snow showers possible tomorrow, but not like a ton. They're just saying maybe a light dusting of snow, and then single digits, maybe even below zero on Wednesday.
No.
Yeah. And then by the weekend, it's just going to be a cold rain because it's going to warm into like the 40s. So,
and isn't there a third wave of this winter storm snow coming at us too?
Yeah, I think next week. So, yeah.
I'm going to need the, 8 feet of snow drifts in to melt first before we get any more.
Oh, those aren't going to melt until March. I mean, we're gonna be getting ready for St. Patrick's Day and seeing those big old snow drifts on the side of the road still.
They're mountains at this point.
I know. And now I did do my neighborly duty and I dug out my neighbor who had literally not gone anywhere for over a week.
And was trying to use it like a handheld garden spade?
Yeah. So we looked out our window and we saw her out there kind of trying to undo her wheels, unearth her wheels from the snow from her car.
And then you're like, oh, God,
I was like, you know what? It's my time. I got to do it. I know.
I got to go help.
I can't just sit here and watch her do this.
No,
so.
You can't. You
so,
can't.
Yeah. So I shoveled it all up. Now, I will say I did uncover a lot of ice. And so I am a little worried about that. But she claims that she'll be fine. So.
But you had sand, and that you were like,
yeah, but the sand was, I don't know exactly where it was.
You have to look for it.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Too much of a hassle. Yeah. I'll just give her T's and P's that she won't slip and break a hip.
Right. Exactly. All right. So if you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up. Podcast, great way to do it. WDGX.com. Kelly's going to be surfing on LinkedIn the rest of the day.
Nope, I did modify my profile just to update it a little bit
because
I realized
really?
I hadn't been on there in a very long time.
Did you really? Okay.
Yep.
That's great.
Yep, but you know what? I'm not reaching back out to Frank. Frank rolled in with some. He was mad. He told me off in a message.
Yeah, that Kelly didn't see. I was gonna say that Kelly didn't see for 10 years. So.
Yep.
You know what?
He's probably still mad. We're still connected, though. He didn't like unfriend me or disconnect from me.
But does that dampen the blow, Kelly? Being 10 years between the time that he sent it to now. Does it dampen what he said?
Well, now I'm just feeling the feelings.
Okay. All right.
Right. That he's just like, no one listens to radio. I asked my friends, we don't even know who you are.
Yeah.
You don't even use a last name. That's so unprofessional.
Yeah. Yeah. He
took the time to send me that message.
he asked all his friends.
He did.
All right, guys. Enjoy the podcast if you're catching up on that. And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye.